Here we go. February 28, 2019, Hebrew class, Lida Hill. Here you go. All right. So Baruch Shem Chavod. Baruch is blessed. It's passive. Blessed. Shem is
name.
Kevod.
Glory.
Malchuto.
Kingdom.
His kingdom. His kingdom. Okay. The O at the end. That shows the third masculine possessive pronoun. Okay. Malchuto. That means kingdom. His. Malchuto. Le'olam.
The universe.
La is preposition to. There you go. Olam is universe, but here it is like eternal. Okay? Forever. Va'ed. The va is conjunction and A-N-D. Ed is forever. Ever. See? Forever and ever. So the Le'olam here is translated as forever, va, and ed, ever. Okay? All right. So much with that. We are going to sing. And those of you who had received my email, sing loud, okay? And we will do it right now. It's going to come really quick.
Tov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine ma tov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine ma tov, hine ma tov.
Lay 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 lay. Okay, hine means behold. The word hine ni, hine ni, that is in the book of Isaiah. When Isaiah said, "Here I am," he said hine ni. Actually, he's actually saying, behold, I. In translation, here I am. That's okay. So hine is behold. What is tov?
Good.
Very good. And there's a ma before the tov. So ma is how. It could also be what, but in this context, it is how. Behold, how tov, how good. Ooh, the ooh there is this kind of ooh, but that is a conjunction and, A-N-D. So ooh is and.
How.
And the ma is how. Okay, that's how. So we have behold, how good, and how na'im. What is na'im?
Pleasant.
Pleasant. That's where we get the name Naomi. Ruth and Naomi. Naomi means pleasant. Shevet. Okay. Shevet means dwelling. Okay. Or sitting. Okay. Achim. Brethren or brothers. Very good. Yagam is also. Okay. Also. This is the literal meaning of this song. Yachad is together. Okay, gam yachad, dwell together. Now, today we are going to talk about nouns, Hebrew nouns, and I want you to take a look at this word, achim. Achim. Achim is plural for ach. Roy is my ach. Bob is my ach. Another Bob is my ach. I call them Bob because B-O-B, A-E-O. I don't want to call him Bob.
Bob. Okay,
he's my ach, he's my ach, you're my ach. So many ach here. So many brothers, okay? So they are my achim. Okay? Achim, brothers. And how do we spell ach? We start with
Aleph.
And then we add the chet. Okay, right there. And what vowel point do we put underneath the aleph? Okay, so there you go. Ah, ah. All right. Now today we're going to be learning about plural forms of the Hebrew noun. So that's brother. All right. Let's see. I'm going to pick on Dwight to open us up in prayer. Thank you.
Well, let me just thank you for this opportunity to draw closer to you, to learning this language of your word.
Yes, Lord.
Just ask that you would this whole time that you could go for Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right. Alephbet presents. Oh, what is this all about? Zephaniah 3:8, just before my favorite verse, Zephaniah 3:9. If you have Bibles with you, Zephaniah, it's almost, let's see, near the end of the Old Testament. Okay. Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, Malachi. Okay, there you go. Zephaniah 3:9. Let's read it. Zephaniah 3:9 says, "For then I will restore to the peoples a pure language. Then that they all may call on the name of the Lord." The Lord here is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. "To serve him with one accord." This is being fulfilled now. The Lord is restoring his language. We are learning it. What's the purpose? To serve him with one accord. One accord, his people. Now, the funny thing about this, Zephaniah 3:8, just one verse before Zephaniah 3:9, this is one of those passages that has all the letters of the alphabet. Can you believe that? Zephaniah 3:8 has all the
consonants, all the letters of the alphabet. And then the following verse, God says, and I will restore a pure language.
Okay, now what we're going to do, you're going to help me find all the 22 letters, okay? Are you ready? All right, so let's find the Aleph.
On the first line.
Okay, Aleph. Let's find the Bet. Or Bet. Come on, Roy. I need your help.
Second line to the bottom.
Second line. Okay.
There.
This one?
Bet. Yeah.
What's the next letter? Gimel. What's the Gimel?
Is it on the second line?
Second line,
there.
Right there, that's a gimel. Next letter,
Dalet.
Okay, where's the Dalet? Come on, Evelyn.
Top line, second
line.
Oh, wait, no.
This
second
one?
Line,
yes. Yeah.
Very good. What's the next letter?
No.
Hey, where's Hey?
Hey, first line.
First line. There you go. Hey. And what is this?
No.
That's God's name.
But it has?
It has a pointing, huh?
Okay, what's next to Hey? Bob, right there. We have Bob. And then what's next to Bob?
Zion.
Okay, Zion. I see it. Where's Zion?
First line.
Huh?
Third line?
Yes?
Third line.
Zion. Okay, what's the next letter?
Chet.
I see it.
Second word.
Right here. Okay, next? Tate. What is it? Where's the Tate?
Tate?
Mm-hmm. What's the letter Tate? I see it.
Second line?
Fourth word. Right there. Tate. What's next?
Yod.
Oh, right there, Yod. And then what's next?
Kaf.
Kaf. I see it.
First line.
There's one here, and there's one here, and there's one here, and there's one here, and there's one here. There's a lot of Kaf. Next?
Lamed.
Oh, Lamed.
First.
Too obvious.
Oh, it's all over the place. Let's find the letter Mem.
It's the final Mem.
The final mem and the first line.
All right, that's a final mem. It's a final mem. Final mem. And there is a regular mem.
There.
Okay, next letter.
Noon.
Where's noon?
Final noon. And
first line, third word.
Final noon.
Okay, right there.
Yes.
Next letter.
Summit.
Where's the summit?
Second line, almost to the end.
Summit. Next one.
Ayin.
I see it. There's a lot of them. Second line?
Yeah.
Very good. Next letter? Ayin?
Oh, hey.
Pay. Where's the pay?
There's a final pay, second line over the left.
All right. That's a final pay.
And the fourth word in the middle.
Fourth. Right here? Yes, this is a letter
pay. Right. Second line, too.
There, too. And right, where is it? Right here, too. Okay, next letter?
Sadi.
Where's Sadi? I see a lot of them, I think.
Final Sadi.
Final Sadi.
Very good, Roy. Regular Sadi?
And then third line.
This one?
Yes.
Sadi. And then next one, next letter? Cool.
Next, on the same word.
Right here.
Yes.
And right there. Cool. Next letter.
Resh.
Where's the resh? Resh.
The second word.
Fourth line, second word.
Yeah. Right there. And right here, too. Resh. And then what's the next one? Shin.
Fourth line, fourth words.
Right here, and right here. And then the last letter?
Top.
I see it here.
The first word.
First word.
Last line. First word.
The last line, first word.
There you go. All 22 letters. In Zephaniah 3, and after Zephaniah 3, boom, for then I will store the people a pure language.
Is that a coincidence?
Or? Yeah.
That's yeah. It says, therefore, wait for me, that says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations. Oh, this is it. To my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation. Ooh, to the nation. Indignation to the nations. All my fierce anger, all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy.
Whoa.
And then he says, I will restore a pure language. Okay, pretty cool, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, so much with that. I thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's the first time, Evelyn, huh? I have not shared this with you before. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what am I doing here?
Nouns.
There is a special word called it's a sus. Okay, can you spell it out for me? What's the letters? The letters in this word sus. Okay, this is samek, and this is the oo sound, and there's another samek. Okay. Now, remember this. The masculine form of a noun, okay, does not have an ending. Sus is the absolute form of this word, this noun. Sus, okay, no ending. It is masculine, singular. One horse. One boy horse. One male horse, okay? Now, when there are more than one male horses, we do this. We add the E, okay, we add the E sound underneath the last letter, and then we add the Yod, and then the Mem, the final Mem. So how do we read this now?
Susim.
So this is Sus, Susim. One boy horse, many boy horses. I wonder why I say boy. Male horses. Now, so that's a male. Ooh, here comes the lady horse.
Susa.
Susa. Okay? Susa. This is the asam. Susa. This is a mare. A female horse is a mare. Okay? Now, there are more than one mares. So look at the changes here. We drop, okay, the hay, and we add the ot. Oh. This is the column bab. We have this here. And then we add the tav. So how do we read this?
Susot.
Susot. Sus, susim, susa, susot. Okay, that's the regular rule. And then I will break the rule later on. Because there are so many exceptions. That's what my husband says all the time. Ah, all those exceptions. Okay, so this formula, as you can see, the masculine singular noun does not have an ending. Okay, now when it becomes plural, you add this ending. All right? Female, the a, the hamats, and the he, and then the feminine plural will be ot. Ot. Okay? All right, so let's take a look at this. Let's read the red one.
Ganim.
Is it? Is it plural?
Yes.
Why is it plural? Because of the ending. Yes, you're getting it. Is it feminine or masculine?
Masculine.
Masculine because it is im. You got it, Craig? Okay, I am doing it very, very slow, okay? Look at this word. Let's read it first.
Shana.
Shana. Oh, it has an ending.
it has the this ending. So it must be feminine or masculine?
Feminine.
What is Shana?
Year.
Okay, so year can be also a masculine. Okay, so you can say when you conjugate this into a plural, it could be Shanim or Shanot. Shanim or Shanot. Okay? All right. So, this, we will do both. We will drop the hay. We will drop the kamats. We will put this one, the hirik, the isang. We add the yod and the mem sufit. So it would be Shanim. Should I write it? No? Got it? Now, the feminine form. We will drop the kamats, we will drop the hay, and we will add the ot. Shanot. Right? Now, the next one, everybody, read it at the same time. Next word.
Ish.
Ish does not have an ending. So this must be what?
Male.
Masculine. Plural or
singular.
Now we are going to make this plural. So ish, aleph, and then the e sound, and then the yod, and then the shin. So ish. What do you think is the plural form of ish? This is where I break the rule. Okay. Ish is irregular. So this will become
Nashim.
Nashim, very good. Nashim. Wait. Huh? No, Anashim. I'm sorry, I forgot the Aleph. Anashim. Okay, so this is.
Yes.
Okay, Anashim is.
Men.
This is a man, one man, this is men, Anashim. Okay, now the reason why I kind of hesitated here is because of this. We will move this begat kepat letters. Okay, Roy.
Yeah.
When I put, where's the other one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's missing? Oh no, nothing is missing. Okay. So these letters take at the guess, right? Because they are begat kepat letters. Now, what about these? Do they take begat? Do they take the gesh?
Sometimes.
But I mean, sometimes. This one no. This one no. This one no. Why? Because they are what kind of letters?
Gutturals.
Okay. So now, going back to ish. Ish to anashim. What is the female form of ish?
Isha.
So we add the hey, right? Isha. And what do you think is the plural of isha?
Nashim.
Anashot.
The plural of isha is nashim. We just dropped the aleph. Yes. So this is plural form for the masculine. Now this is nashim, and this would be, okay? This is very irregular. Isha to nashim, ish to anashim. All right? Now the way I look at it is, remember, the aleph is the symbol for strength. Women, they don't have enough strength. So the aleph is dropped. Okay? So that's how I look at it. Okay? Remember that. That's why I put things together. Okay. Next word. Let's read.
Chayal.
Go ahead. Don't hesitate.
Chayot.
Chayot. Very good. Chayot. The ending is
feminine.
And it is plural. Okay. And so this is feminine plural because of the ending. Now, what do you think is the singular form of this noun?
Chay.
Okay. What do you think? How do you read this?
Chaya.
Chaya. Chaya. Chayot. This is from the root chai. You know what chai is? Bob, you know what?
Life.
Yeah. But chaya is animal. Animal. So chayot, animals. Chayot, coyote?
Yeah.
Right? Animals. Okay. So are we getting this? I'm very, very slow. Okay. So remember the formula, all right? The masculine singular, no ending. The feminine has the a ending, the kamatse, and then the im ending for the plural masculine, and then the ot. Okay. So let's see. Here we go, Roy. Let's read the first word, the one in green.
Har.
Har. Har. What do you think? It does not have an ending. Masculine. Is it singular or plural?
Singular.
Singular. Har is a hill or a mountain. Okay. Har Megiddo. They translated it to Armageddon. Har Megiddo. Har is mountain. Megiddo is the name of the place. So, but Armageddon is so far away. Okay. So, masculine, singular. Okay. Now, let's read the next one. Okay. Let's investigate. There is this ending. Okay. There's this ending. So, is it masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
And let's see here. What we're gonna do is we're gonna make them plural. Okay. Let's make this plural. This is masculine singular. Let's make this masculine plural. What do we add to har? Write this. We will add the im. So it will become harim. Mountains. Okay? You're getting it? Harim. We will put the I vowel and then the yod and then the mem. Choma. Choma means a wall. A wall. And we already decided that this is a feminine singular, right? Because of the a ending. So how are we going to make this plural? Feminine plural. We add the ot. We drop the hey. We drop the chamats. We add this ot. Chomot. Chomot. Oh, there's a song. I forgot the song, but... Al-Khomotayik, 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 Hifkadeti Shomrim, Al-Khomot, upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have given watchmen. Okay, let's see here. There you go. Are we right? Are we correct? Yay, you're getting it, you're getting it. All right, now... we're going to add another word to our nouns. Ooh. Roy, you know this word very well.
Tov.
When I say mashlumcha, you say tov. Mashlumcha, Bob? Tov. Tov is good. Good. Okay, so we have sus. What is a sus?
Horse.
A male horse. Okay. Now, in Hebrew, it's backwards. Because if I want to say good horse, in English we say good horse, right? Now look at it in Hebrew.
Horse good.
Horse good. Very good, Craig. Horse good, that means good horse. It's backwards. So There you go. That's why my husband doesn't want to learn Hebrew at all. Doesn't like this.
Because English is backwards from every other language in the world.
Yes. Yes. So, when we describe a noun, which is a masculine, we will describe it with a masculine adjective. Tov is a masculine adjective. So, Sustov is a good horse. All right. You notice there's no ending, and there's no ending. Okay. So that's singular. Now, I have many horses, male horses. So look at what happened. We apply what we have learned earlier. We add the im to sus. Let's read this. Susim. And because there's a lot of them, we will make the adjective plural as well. So what happened to Tov?
Tovim.
So I have susim tovim. What did I just say?
Horses good.
Horses good in English. Good horses. I like that. You are learning. Oh, you're so advanced than my husband. All right. Now, I have one beautiful mare, or one good mare. How do we say it in Hebrew? Ready?
Tova.
There you go. Tov can be feminine. This adjective tov can be feminine. Yes. So here we have a good mare. Susa tova. Mare good. Now I have many beautiful mares. How do I say it in Hebrew?
Susot
tovot.
You guys are good.
Okay. Is it clicking?
Yes. There's no articles.
In Hebrew, there's no articles. This is a good horse. This is a good mare. This is good mares, good horses. This understood. Mm-hmm. Yes. They're just straightforward. There's no is, are, where, was. There's no linking verbs in Hebrew. Oh, look at that. Now, I am going to test you guys. Let's read this.
That one.
Melech.
Melech. Very good. You're catching up. Melech. Because this is segol, segol. Melech. What is Melech?
King.
King. Let's read this.
Sadiq.
Correct. Sadiq means?
Righteous.
So, Melech Sadiq is?
Righteous king.
How many kings?
One.
Just one righteous king. Okay, so let's read the next word. Ready? Okay. Malka.
Oh, Malka.
We are actually going to talk about this Shabbat today. Okay. Malka. This is a ka sound. Okay. Malka. What is a Malka? If Melech is king, Malka is?
Queen.
Queen. Okay. So, we have that ending. All right. We now know that it's a feminine. And remember, it has to match when we describe the queen. So what adjective are we going to? This one? The third one. How do we read this? Okay. This is Sadiqa. Sadiqa. Okay. Sadiqa. This is the action is at the A at the end. So this is? Malka Sadiqa. What did you just say?
Righteous queen.
Whoops. We have many
kings.
How do we read Melachim. Melachim. We sing this every Friday.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, Melachim. Okay? Melachim means what?
Kings.
And so when we describe kings, they have to match. Which one? This one. Okay? Melachim, Sadikim. Melachim, Sadikim. What did you say? What did you say now?
Righteous kings.
Oops! Look at this. Let's read. Melachot. What's melachot?
Queens.
And how do I describe it? Which
one?
This one? Okay, this is the adjective that matches. Okay, melachot.
Sadikot.
You just said righteous queens. Wow, very good.
Up there it says just. Does that
just?
Same? Just.
Just or righteous? It's the same. Okay, so let's see. What do we have next? Aha. We have a boy, a picture of a boy. In Hebrew, boy is?
Yeled.
Very good, Eric. Yeled. It's second. Yeled. Okay, Yeled is a boy. If I want to say good boy in Hebrew, what do I say?
Yeled
Tov. This does not have an ending, so Tov, we do not put an ending there. Okay? This is just to trick you guys. Okay, so Yeled Tov. Now, I have many good boys in the class. Hey? The plural of Yeled is?
Yeledim.
We will apply this formula. We will drop these pointings and we will reduce the segel to a sheva, and then this will be this will become a kamatz, and then we will apply this. So this is Yeledim. Boys. Now I want to describe this boys. I want to say good boys. What do I do with the adjective?
Tovim.
Yeladim. Tovim. I add the hirik here, the E vowel, and then the yod, and then the mem. Hi, Louise. Okay. So, we got that. Ooh, how do I say girl in Hebrew? Girl, one girl only. Say it again. Who said Yelda?
Yelda,
exactly, Yelda. Very good. Okay, let's see. Yelda is a girl. You see that it is feminine because of the ending. What is the ending? The ah. Now, I want to say good girl. How do I say that in Hebrew?
Tova.
You will add this ending to Tov. Tova. So I have Yalda Tova, a good girl. And I have many good girls in my class. How do I say good girls?
Yeladot
Tovot. Yeladot Tovot. Okay, you're getting the idea?
Yes.
Yes, Craig.
What is Tovig?
Tovig. it's derived from Tov. Like Tevia is derived from Tov. You know who Tevia is? Yes. Tobias is from Tov. Tovig. You know, Toby Mac, Tove. Yeah, so Tovik, it's another variation. Yeah. Yeah, same root. Tov, good. That must be, yeah, because Tovik is really a good guy. All right, we're talking about a guy we know from the synagogue. His name is Tovik. Tovik. Okay, so now, oh no. Okay.
This is what my husband hates. This is the exception to the rules. Can we read this?
Gag.
Gag is roof.
Okay.
Okay. Now, look at the other box. Now, you would think that Gog is masculine, singular, because it does not have an ending. But look at the plural of Gog. Gagot. Gagot. Now, you will say, Roy, oh, so that is not actually masculine, so that is feminine. No. No, because it is still masculine, because look at how it is described. This is gadol, a great or a big roof. Gadol is big, okay? Gadol, it looks like it's masculine. However, gag is masculine, but when you pluralize it, it doesn't say gagim, it say gagot. Okay, again, gag is masculine, singular. So when we add an adjective, we use a masculine adjective. But when you make gag plural, it does not follow the rules. Instead of gagim, it says gagot. But when you describe it, you will still use the masculine form, gadolim. So don't worry about that for now, because I want you to come back next week. Another, because I have to teach this to you. Okay, let's read this. It is segol segol.
Even.
You're thinking, okay, that must be masculine because it does not have an ending. But look at the adjective. Getola. Even. Getola. Aha. So that is not masculine. That is a feminine, because how it is described is feminine. So take a look at how Evan is pluralized. Okay. Evan, when there's more than one Evan, we say avanim. Avanim. So you would say that the adjective should also end with im. Nope. Because Evan is feminine, we say gedolot. Avanim, gedolot. These are just the exceptions. There are very few of them. Okay?
What is that, a picture of?
Rocks.
Yeah. A stone, yeah. Evan gedola is a big rock or a big stone. Avanim gedolot, big stones. All right? All right, so here we go. These two words are exceptions. We have gadol, but the plural will go gagot gedolim. We have even gedola, avanim gedolot. Okay? All right. So, let's read the top words in the box, inside the box. Ready? Okay, from to this. Okay? From left to right. We will follow the arrow.
Ta'ana.
Now, Roy, why is it that the tav has a dagesh?
It's the first.
Okay? You're not Roy. Because that is a begat kefat letter. Okay, it takes a dagesh when it is on the first, when it is used as the first letter of the word.
Okay, so this is te'ena. Now te'ena has an ending. Ah, so this must be
feminine
singular. And how do we, according to this box, is another exception. So let's read it. Te'enim. You would be thinking te'enot. No, it's te'enim. Okay. Te'ena is a fig. Okay. Te'enim, figs. Okay. So, let's read this. Dude. Hey, dude. Okay.
Dude.
Oh, it's a U.
Echad. Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. So there is a one dud. Okay, hadud echad. Okay, a dud is a basket. Okay, it's a basket right there. Okay, let's read this right there. Te'enim. Tovot. Okay. What? See, this is again the exception to the rule. It should be te'enim tovim, but no, because te'ena, the fig, is what? Feminine. Okay. Let's read this one.
Vehadud. Echad.
Te'enim. Ra'ot. Okay. Again, dud is a basket. Te'enim, figs. Okay. Now, there are two adjectives here. Tovot and ra'ot. Okay. This is found in Jeremiah 24:2. One basket had good figs and one basket had bad figs. The word ra is bad. Okay, ra'ot is an adjective describing many figs. All right? So those are your confusing rules. Okay.
So is the verb after basket, is that had to have?
The
after basket, after
boot. Oh, had? Had is not here. They do not. This has been translated this way for us to understand. But in reality, it's just say the one basket,
good figs.
One basket, bad figs. Okay? All right, so here's another one. Remember I told you that shanim, the word shanim, can be, or shana, can be feminine or masculine. Here, it's taking, there you go. It's taking the feminine adjective. Shanim tovot. Shana is what?
Year.
Good years. Shanim tovot. What about this? Nerot. This is a plural for ner. Ner is a lamp. That's where we get menorah. Ner. Okay? Nerot, many lamps. But look how this is described here. Gedolim. So nerot or ner is a masculine noun. Okay, so I don't want to confuse you anymore. Let's move on to a different. Okay, here you go. That poor guy. Okay, let's take a look at this. Guy. How many eyes does he have?
One
eye. What is eye in Hebrew?
Ayin.
Okay. And ayin is actually
Ayin is actually feminine. Okay, ayin. All the parts, almost all the parts of the body.
Nose, ears, mouth, you know.
Feminine. Yad, regel, okay, feet, regel. So, this is part of the body, ayin. So, how are we going to describe it? The word gadol is big. Okay, so we have ayin, gadol. Okay, so and ayin is a part of the body, so it is feminine. So what am I going to put here? Okay, how are we going to say it?
Gedola.
Okay. Ayin, gedola. Okay, a big eye. Okay, now look at this word. Okay, sador. Does it ring feminine or masculine?
Feminine.
So if that is a feminine, we're going to describe it with a feminine adjective, which is also plural. Okay, so we are going to use our formula. I heard somebody saying ot. Okay, so let's read it. Sador gedolot. What is sador? Sade. Sade is field. Sador, field. Okay, so big or wide or big fields. Sador gedolot. All right, so you're getting it, right? Please say yes. Okay, so let's try reading this. Ready?
Vatomer,
very good. Aisha, very good. Ooh, that must be feminine because it has the asa, the a ending. Okay?
L.
Say it. Hana. Hanakash. Okay? Mip. Mip. Ri, very good. Mipri.
Etz. Hagan.
Hagan.
No.
Nochel. Okay, nochel. Okay, so what are we going to do in green? Those are the nouns. So Isha is what?
Woman.
Okay, feminine, masculine.
Feminine.
Singular, plural.
Singular.
Now, this one word, let's read. Okay, does it have an ending to it?
No.
So this must be a masculine, plural, singular. Okay. Gan is a garden, Isha is woman. Okay. Now, this word. Not that one. We're not gonna add that. This word nun chet shin is nachash. It's snake. Snake. Okay. Watch this. Read this backwards. Shana. Shcha. Okay.
Shana.
Shkan. Okay. Wait a minute. It didn't work. Because it should be the same. Okay, snake should be, yeah, there you go. Same, almost same sounds in English. Nachash, snake. You got it?
No.
Those three sounds are present in snake. Nachash, snake. Okay, so what else do we have here? Eat, okay? From is achal. Okay, we will not add the noon. The word, the root letters Aleph, Chaf, and Lamed has something to do with eating. Okay, so we will stop at this point because you're going to get your 10-minute break.